treasurer for several years for the church, and I'm assuming that you've all pored over the accounts and read every line in detail and familiar with every number. But the financial agenda that was set for 2017 was very challenging for the finance team. Had the desire to expand the youth work, continue with our Alpha courses, which we were running in public houses, so they were quite an investment, and the plan to refurbish the church centre. And that all resulted in the need for a gift day in April to raise the required funds. We were fortunate to have £35,000 from a legacy in 2016, which gave us a good start. And we, after gift day, we ended up with £104,000. After the sums required for Alpha and youth worker were transferred to the appropriate accounts, this left us with £97,000 for the church centre refurbishment. The church case, that refurbishment came in on budget and was almost exactly £97,000. So we just praise God for his provision that we got the money right. Right, so as a result of all this spending on the church centre, which is an asset, the bottom line of our balance sheet, which is the total value of the assets of the PCC, i.e. what we're worth, has increased by nearly £70,000, which is good, but there's downsized for everything. Although the general unrestricted income was 4% lower in 2017 than the previous year, this was mainly due to a couple of exceptional income items in 2016. And during the course of 2017, we had 6 standing orders that were cancelled or decreased, 21 new standing orders, and 12 existing standing orders that were increased. So our regular giving was on an upward trend throughout the year. And as usual, we were able to gift a 10% tithe of our general income, which amounted to about £25,000, to various home and overseas mission and social charities. On the expenditure front, one of the largest items is parish share, which for this parish is just over £69,000 a year. The only church in the deanery that has a higher parish share than COGS is Whitney Team Ministry, which actually covers 4 churches. So as an individual church, COGS has by far the highest parish share in the deanery. However, this is the money that pays for Simon's salary, his pension and his housing. And it also pays for Rich's salary and pension. And plus some of it is used by the diocese to cover training and support for the wider church community. So it represents pretty good value for money, even though it is a big number. So although the value of the church balance sheet did increase, we did have quite a large unrestricted fund deficit of £22,000, which essentially halved our cash reserves and means that we have to work hard this year to try and restore our reserves to meet the PCC reserves policy. Another area of expenditure that's been slowly creeping up has been the requirement to spend money to comply with various items of legislation. Music and other copyright licences have been with us for many years, but more recently fire extinguisher and alarm servicing, pack testing of all electrical appliances, and now waste disposal cleaning to keep the new toilets in line with public hygiene requirements are all adding to the annual cost. And the more we grow as a church, the larger these costs become, and there's not a lot we can do about it. Because I'm sure we all want to grow. So in summary, the PCC invested a large amount of money in the church in 2017, which resulted in a significant general fund deficit. But we still have sufficient cash funds available to meet the going concern criteria, which the Charity Commission are introducing for larger charities. And just to reassure you, the Finance Committee meets monthly to review income and expenditure so that we keep an oversight of where we are financially, sort of month by month. Really, all that remains me to say is also to give my thanks to Jen Osman, who does all the banking of the cash collections and the gift aid returns, which is in itself a lot of work.
Thank you, Keith. And if you have any questions about finance at any time, do speak to Keith, who, well, I was going to say again later, but it does an extraordinary amount of work for us as a volunteer in terms of ensuring we are keeping on track in terms of balancing the books, for which we're very grateful.